ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Reading from the Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 7, Son of Jonah Punished. Text number?
20.
In such opposition. Translation and purport. By His Divine Grace, Isi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Since His life was in danger, He touched water and sanctity and concentrated upon the chanting of the hymns for throwing nuclear weapons, although he did not know how to withdraw such weapons. Translation, Arjuna said, O my Lord Shri Krishna, you are the Almighty Personality of Godhead. There is no limit to your different energies. Therefore, only you are competent to instill fearlessness in the hearts of your devotees. Everyone in the flames of material miseries can find the path of liberation only in you. Om Gyanati Mirandasya Janaganaslakayam Chakshus Miritam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manavistam Shabitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Upakaramaya Dadati Saparantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Bravanityananda Shri Raitagaradha Shri Vasari Gaura Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare So everyone is suffering here in the material world. But because of illusion, we think that we can enjoy. There is some pleasure coating on the genital, on the tongue. And so we think that let us explore these pleasures. This will make my life successful. If I'm able to go deeply into these pleasures, then I'll be happy. Because everyone is seeking for pleasure, anandamaya vyasyat. We're looking for a rasa, some kind of taste is there, we're hankering for. But intelligent, experienced person, just like Arjuna is experienced, he's had gone through the whole battle of Kurukshetra, Prabhupada is using that word. Experienced person will see that actually there's no pleasure here. This trying to enjoy the tongue, belly, genital, is not going to bring you pleasure. It's simply another kind of illusion, another kind of suffering. Although it looks like there's pleasure, but as you pursue it, you see that it actually just leaves you disturbed. It doesn't bring real pleasure. It may give some temporary relief to the pushings. That's another thing. Because of our lust, we're all affected by some kind of pushing disturbance, pushing of the mind, pushing of the belly, pushing of the genital, pushing of the tongue for tasting, talking, anger, words. Mm-hmm. So these things are disturbing us. So we think, well, if I can connect with the sense object, then I won't be disturbed anymore. And there may be some relief from that disturbance. The genital is pushing, so if you have sex life, then for some time the genital will be peaceful. But the nature is that the more you use it, then the more again it becomes, it begins to dictate, it becomes stronger. Sometimes we give the example of a dog. If a dog is very ferocious, very vicious, then the best thing is to starve it. It's true that if you feed it, it may become peaceful, but then again, it becomes stronger. And again, it becomes a disturbance. But the best remedy is to starve it. Then it becomes very weak. Then when in that weakened condition, then it's no longer able to cause disturbance. So something like that with the senses, not only genital, tongue, belly also, mind also. They're pushing us. But if we learn how to neglect these pushings and just tolerate, then they become weaker. And over the years, they'll no longer disturb us. It may take some time. That depends on our seriousness of purpose. Depends on our mercy that we're getting from the Lord. He can relieve us from these pushings. But He wants to see that we're serious, that we're serious about Him, not that we're just going to become impersonal or that we're going to compete with him in some way, just like the yogis, they may also control their senses so that they can get a stronger position. And Krishna may give him that, but he won't give himself. So for the devotee, however, the devotee wants Krishna. And therefore, his test is even more severe. Krishna won't give himself until he's completely convinced that you're no longer competing with him in the matter of enjoying and controlling and owning proprietorship. So when he sees that these diseases are removed, are eradicated from the core of our hearts, we no longer have any hankering for sense gratification, then Krishna will give himself to us more and more. So in order to get to that point, then what is suggested here? Now we follow the instruction of the spiritual master. The spiritual master knows this subject matter. He's already been tested, so to speak. And so he can give us the right direction. Just like if somebody knows the subject, then they can easily teach somebody else that subject. But if they don't know, then it's the blind leading the blind. So the spiritual master is one who's supposed to know what is the science of Krishna. This is their qualification. One who knows the science of Krishna, and one who is, you can say, in his own life, is practicing that science, is able to tolerate the urges that we're describing here, then such a person is fit to accept disciples all over the world. And then the disciple, by following such a bona fide spiritual master, he will also become qualified. So how long will that take? That depends on our side, how quickly we want to become relieved. If we're still thinking there's some advantage here in the material world, that we can enjoy our senses, enjoy the sense objects with our senses, then the progress may be very slow. This was the question was asked to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. Why is it that some of your disciples are coming? Immediately they're making progress, they're becoming spiritually advanced, but others have been for a long time, but still they're not advancing very nicely. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta gave the example of the marriage party where the anchor was left. So what is that anchor? The anchor is that we're attached to sense objects. And we think we have some advantage with them. So that's up to us. Someone may come very quickly and understand the subject and then give up desire for sense gratification. Someone else may be going on for years and years and years, but not from the core of their heart, giving up this these impurities, but keeping them and covering them and protecting them. And therefore, Krishna won't reciprocate with such a person, and they'll be making very slow progress, very, very slow. They won't advance. They won't get a taste of the holy name because of their desire for sense gratification. So we can cheat each other, but we can't cheat Krishna. He knows our heart. He knows what is our motive, what is our real desire. Then if we have that purity of desire, then we don't have to worry. Our future is very bright. So Arjuna is a natural devotee. So when there is a great danger like this, he's taking shelter of Krishna. This is not that he's such a big man. He thinks, "Oh, I don't need Krishna. I can depend on myself. I have the power. I'm so strong. I'm Arjuna, the great warrior." No. He's ready to take care of Krishna, to take shelter of Krishna at any moment. He feels himself weak or meek and humble. So this should be our mood, following in the footsteps of Arjuna. We are struggling here with the material nature, but we'll never overcome it without Krishna's help. The material nature is too powerful. But if we agree, "Yes, Krishna, I am not so qualified. I do need your help. Please guide me out of this labyrinth of material existence. I've been floundering here since time immemorial. I haven't been able to be successful on my own. Therefore, I'm crying out from the core of my heart, please, Krishna, pick me up from this ocean of birth and death. So this should be the mood of the chanter of the holy name. If he's complacent, then he won't be able to chant in a proper way. So we have to call out, understanding that we're captured by Maya, especially the mind is the center of the senses. It has become the servant of Maya since time immemorial. But somehow we think that still with this mind we're going to be successful. So we have to realize our foolishness and cry out for the Lord with real sincerity. Then we'll be able to overcome our mind, and our mind will gradually become our friend. Instead of distracting us from Krishna, it will encourage us to become more Krishna conscious. So this is what we are praying for. Please, Krishna, give me the intelligence that I can come to you. Give me the mercy so that I can see what is it, what is what, that I can overcome this mind which is always troubling me. Okay, any questions?
Maharaj, sometimes desires, they are covered, and we can't see very clear if this is, you know, some spiritual desire or some, there is some material part also to satisfy our senses. And mostly we are looking for some, say, compromise, and we are trying to engage our desires and etc. So actually, how we can give up these desires? We can just cut off them and just forget about them, or actually
we have to go to the proper person and find out whether these desires are material or spiritual. That's why we need a spiritual master. Just like in the early days, the Sahajas were there. They wanted to read only about Krishna and the Gopis and the Chaitanya Charitamrita. They were just devotees a few years and so on. But instead of asking Prabhupada, was that all right, they did on their own. When Prabhupada found out, he was very disturbed. So the proper method would be to come, Prabhupada, we're reading in your books that the Gopis are the highest. Is it okay if we just read about the Gopis? And then Prabhupada would say, no, it's not okay, and this is why. So. But instead, they had this desire, and they just went and tried to fulfill that desire. But Prabhupada didn't approve. He told them, first of all, deserve, then desire. So some desires are spiritual, and some are material. That we have to find out. If we're not sure, we can't see, like you said. We have desire, we can't see. What is it? But then, if we're... position is required. What else? You can play the pray to Krishna also, please, Krishna. Show me whether this desire is pleasing to you or not. But still, if the spiritual master is there and we're not sure, then we should approach him. Otherwise, what is the purpose of spiritual master?
Yeah.